Patreons.
Juan.
Patreonus. But I would say patrons.
I'm morally conflicted.
Well, of course you are.
Patron.
Patrons. Is there anyone else who asked to say patrons? I've asked Bowles, he said no. I've already said patrons. That only leaves... John! Control-Alt-Delete. Hello?
404, page not found. Blue screen of death.
That's not a thing anymore.
Is it not?
What's not?
404. Error.
Oh.
Anyway. Alrighty then.
Okay then, just shut that shit.
Thanks for listening. That old chestnut, bring that one back.
What was it you said again?
Thanks for listening.
Oh yeah. Oh shit, I haven't hit record.
Wasn't funny 5 years ago.
No.
isn't funny now.
No, it never has. I mean, you know, why break the habit of a lifetime?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Apologies for the delay.
Yes.
Yes, only a mild delay.
Yeah, only a week, but still.
But when you're producing shit like this, week's a big old time, isn't it?
It is.
Or a long time.
It is.
Rather a big time.
Big time.
Big time. Somewhere we're not, actually.
yeah, that as well, yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of minuscule time. Sort of negative time, actually, really. But not to say we don't appreciate you lot.
Yeah.
I wish there was more of you sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, anything new? What do we do? It's been so long, I can't... What do we do? Just talk shit.
Yeah. Good news.
World War III's happening.
That is also going on,
probably.
Again. Kind of.
Who knows?
Are we going to die? We're not,
no.
Are we?
No. Till it is embarrassing, though. Apparently...
My penis.
That's always been embarrassing.
Go on.
In smell and stature.
Smells big.
Yeah, smells big. Don't look big. We have such a poor amount of naval craft nowadays. We had to ask the French to send a frigate to go to go and defend one of our embassies in the Middle East. Because we didn't have the ships to do it.
I mean, they surrendered already.
Well, they probably had. They probably got to Gibraltar and went, ah, nah, fuck that. We surrender. Sacre bleu!
Yeah. What's it? Yeah. French rifle for sale. Never fired. Dropped once. French tank for sale.
But this is the...
French white flag for sale. Used a lot. Heavily worn.
French tank for sale. 1-4 gear, 7 reverse. I do like that one. Oh, Christ.
But yeah, the embarrassment that we've had to send a French frigate to defend some of our stuff because we can't do it.
Frigate sounds like a funny word, I'll be honest with you.
Sounds like something you do behind the bike shed, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm.
Oh. Someone's going to shit themselves. Was that you? I saw you being lifted up by your tensed muscles as you pushed that out.
Yeah, it was a bit keen. I might have nearly popped a nugget out then.
Well, I'm so sorry that we've not been here for a little while and... We're 3 minutes in and Bowles just shit himself live on air.
Well, I mean, last time I seem to remember we were all shitting ourselves live on air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and judging by the video you just showed us, you're not in any position to criticise anybody for shitting themselves.
No, well, I was on the toilet, but yeah, I was poorly boy.
Sounds like a hose pipe was open. Someone left the outside tap
fucking
on.
Fucking big one as
fucking
well.
Big. Fucking pressure washer.
Yeah.
Fucking fireman's hose.
I was going to carter in you.
That's what was in there.
Sounds like a fucking beaver dam just collapsed.
Oh, lordy. Anyway, yeah, so war.
What is it good for?
Very good. They wouldn't just bomb us then.
Well, they got RAF our criteria, didn't they? With a drone.
Well, the thing is, we are...
Put all in the runway.
We are laughable at the minute.
I know.
We are still a force you reckoned with.
Are we?
Says who?
With Keir Starlin in charge, we're not.
More by reputation, though, surely.
Yeah, but it's been
what
ruined.
What reputation?
We ain't got one.
Thatcher wasn't that long ago, but she was taking names back in the day, wasn't she? I don't agree with everything she
does. It's long gone, though.
There's no fucking reputation to this country. We can't do fuck
There's been a
succession
of fuckwits since then.
Who's the best Prime Minister, do you reckon?
John Major.
Because he's called John?
Yeah. Not biased at all. I was a big fan of Niall Roosevelt, probably.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know. Have any of them actually been any good?
No.
None of them.
No, there's two cheeks of the same arse.
Yes.
What my old man always says
That's
about
it.
Them.
I like that. It's good.
The left wing and the right wing are attached to the same fucking bird.
Yeah.
I'm listening to podcast Finn versus History. If you're into, I mean, it's very, very funny. If there's any point,
is it Finn Taylor?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, the thing is, they do all sorts of stuff. So it's not history, boring history. He's done the OJ case, Genghis Khan, and everything else in between. And we're currently listening to the Maggie Thatcher one.
Yeah.
Very funny. Very funny.
He is funny, though, isn't he? He is a very... yeah. Very, very funny guy.
Let's have a look at that.
Funny guy. Yeah, no, you'd enjoy it, definitely. You would, 100%. So we're not going to war. That's always good. So at least this isn't our last episode.
Well,
at least we have a decent reason.
it'll be really funny when they go, oh, we need to announce a conscription effort. How many of us are going to tell them to go fuck themselves?
Well, I think we're far too old, aren't
we? I'm borderline too old. I think you two are probably conscriptable.
See,
although me and you are diabetic, so we might get away with it, but that means you're fucked.
I'll lend you some piss.
Yeah, I'll piss in the tube for you.
Days, isn't it? I'll put a finger up your bum. What?
You've got to bear in mind that I run a manufacturing facility.
Yes, he does. Repurposed into making stainless steel guns with really big bores.
Yeah.
smooth bores, so it just goes wherever it wants.
Annoyingly, because all these women wanted equality, you know what I mean? They'll be sent to war. You'll be left. You'll be the woman of the world.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
You can cook and make babies.
Yeah.
Jelly babies.
Don't ever misgender me.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd be a fucking ugly woman.
I'd rattle you. Well, I mean, I would as a man. He's about so, you know.
Yeah,
long, actually, no, don't. Stay as a man. Yeah. Long hair would be annoying, I think.
Yeah.
Getting away.
Yeah.
So yeah, no. That's with a plus.
Yeah.
I don't know how far you want to go into that whole thing, or not really.
Let me check my list.
Well, you said you had a shitload of stuff to talk about. Jesus, Mickey.
It's more, you know, these kind of random questions I come out with.
Oh, God.
Nay, whatever that means. the horse noise makes.
Yeah.
So you've said
hey,
nay.
Before.
All right, I'm just going to jump in with this one. It's not a... If you could live in any country... Other than here, because we're going to get bombed to shit, or not. Where would you live?
We can't go to Europe.
Why?
Can't go to America.
Why?
Well, Europe's fucked anyway.
Europe is fucked.
Proper fucked.
Proper fucked.
Proper fucked. So in Germany, you can legitimately be arrested for insulting a politician publicly. As in, I think they're a bit useless. That'll get you arrested in Germany.
Oh, insulting.
And
I thought you said assaulting. I was like, well,
no, insulting, yeah.
Well, that's fair, though.
No.
What have you just sold?
His soul.
$1 million.
What? Nothing.
Oh, well, it was a Shopify ding.
Shopify? What the fuck's Shopify?
How do you not know what Shopify... Bose, you know what Shopify is?
Got a vague idea.
I listen to podcasts, and unlike this one, they're all full of adverts.
They sell shit, yeah.
And I keep hearing, ding, oh, Shopify. And the adverts always fucking... A few decibels louder than the podcast I'm listening
to. I'm guessing Manscaped has run out of budget for advertising.
They still do. Not as big as they once were.
Yeah. There's only so many ball shavers you can really sell, I guess.
Ball shavers.
Anyway.
Anywho. What were we saying? Yeah, so...
You can't go to Europe because Europe's fucked.
What, every part of Europe is fucked, do you reckon?
Pretty much.
I don't know much about the world. I'm very ignorant, so this is educational.
I mean, the trouble is, it's the same as everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, like... Actually, if you came and lived in Wellington, for example, there's very few immigrants in Wellington. It's quite a nice area to be around, but you've only got to go 15 minutes up the road to some shithole like Columpton.
I knew this was going to...
Tell me I'm wrong!
In fairness, Taunton.
Exactly. Go to Taunton, shithole.
Yep. It is a shithole. Wellington's actually got quite a nice high street still, isn't it? Taunton, it's all boarded up shops and vape shops and...
Exeter? Virtually the whole of Exeter is just a fucking shit stain.
Plymouth?
Well, that's always been...
Yeah, the bit around the Brabazon's nice, but that's because they
touristy
fucking
bit.
Sweep all the crackheads into the harbour. Yeah.
The other bit is nice, they've named after a prostitute anyway. So, you know. I do like Wellington.
Yeah.
A bit over the border-y for me, but... All right, politics aside...
I think incest is less prevalent over the border.
I don't think it's anything to do with politics.
No, I mean country-wise. If you can
it's nothing to do with politics.
No, it's demographic
change. I could quite easily say that I'd go and live in Canada, which I would.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be in any of the big built-up areas of Canada. No. Because it's just, well, it's worse than anywhere else.
It's worse than here, socialism-wise.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore lefty bullshit-wise. It's way worse than here. Yeah. And here's getting bad.
Is there anywhere in the world that's normal?
What, I think if you're a Muslim, there's fucking everywhere. You can go wherever you like.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, that's sleep. That is not offensive. To say the word Muslim.
Ah, John, I'm offended, sir.
Okay. Euphobic. No, what? I agree. It's just becoming more and
probably
more
go to
obvious.
Syria. That's probably the nicest.
They've all fucked
place
off
around.
From there, haven't they? They will come here.
Well, I was listening to a podcast. And
Gaza Strip, perhaps.
Strip club.
Morning.
Gaza Strip. The Gaza. That'd be a fucking strip club, wouldn't it? Yeah. The Gaza
you wanna
Strip.
You want to go to a Giza's strip?
They're all
joint.
Yeah. Fucking hijabs, though.
You can't see fuck all. It's a con.
They just go like that. Take the slit over their eyes.
Oh, that's so hot, man.
Talking of slits.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Bam. I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about Japan because one of the presenters on there spent a lot of time in Japan.
Mm.
Recently gone back to Japan, and he was saying, and it was very, he said the country's got this reputation for being like so futuristic and so modern and so this.
Yeah. It's futuristic in the 80s,
but it's not.
No,
he said that they're their toilets are fairly advanced. And weirdly, of all the things to fuck, I don't know, I like shitting in nice, but well, fucking hell, let's go mental with the toilets. Put a sound system. It's like,
and the vending machines.
It's proper pimp my bog, isn't it?
Yeah,
pimp my shitter.
Fucking LEDs and heated this, and this rotates, and this has got speakers in it.
Fucking water jet.
Aye, do you know what I mean, one of them in there.
Fucking right, vending machine full of used pants. Brilliant.
But apparently, I mean, you'd love it there, Bulge, because unholy levels of racism over there. If you are not from there,
yeah.
Gaijin, yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what they call you. Even if you're like...
Learned that on Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, exactly. When they said Gaijin, I was like, ah!
Outsider, yes.
But honestly, even if you're like the same brand, but a different model, you know, Chinese, company, whatever.
They don't like anybody.
They still don't like
fucking
you.
Brilliant. They don't like anyone.
And I thought, well, they should. But then I thought, well, we don't necessarily like Welsh people or Irish people, do we? So I think we're all the same. We would like spud-faced chancers, so... But unless you are... As they call them, a Jap, I think is a technical term for them.
Yeah.
They fucking hate you. Mm. And they're homophobic as well. Mm. Well, he said not homophobic as such, just a bit... Apparently, like, the UK was in, like, the late 90s, early noughties, where, like, we knew they were around, but, you know, you can have a game show or two. That's it. You know, no more than that.
Yes.
But I tell you what is mad is, in the scheme of things, how recent... you could legally get married as a, you know, a homosexual. Because that's only within the last...
10 years?
You think 10 years ago you couldn't even get married? If you were...
Fucking Adam and Eve, innit? Not fucking Adam and Steve.
Exactly.
But going back to the Japan thing, they had a more left-wing government until fairly recently. And right. They let some... undesirables in, let's say.
What?
No.
Oh.
I think they had quite a large influx of Islamic immigration.
Mm.
And they turned up and, as they tend to do, they turned around and started saying, well, we want mosques, we want halal slaughter, we want this, we want that. And if you don't, you're something-a-phobic. Anyway, the Japanese basically went, fuck this. And when the elections come round, they just elected somebody very right-wing who's like, don't like it, bye-bye.
Really?
And they're booting them out. It's like, if you don't like it, go to a Muslim country.
Yeah.
Practice your religion in a Muslim country where it's okay, but we're not changing...
Is that thing doing silent? I didn't realise you were so popular, Jonathan.
I'm always popular. I will put it on silent because it annoys the shit out of me.
Your watch isn't smart at all, is it, either, is it?
No, that's what I said. that's what I said.
But yeah, they basically went, look, this is Japan. And it's not a controversial thing to say. It's no different than us saying, well, this is England, it's a Christian country, you know, it's...
But do you know what makes me laugh?
I mean, it's increasingly not, but...
The thing is,
yeah.
I know, I'm on the same page as you. This isn't any sort of argument or discussion or debate or anything like that. But it is, it is not the same, but it is kind of similar to how no matter where you go, there's always like an Irish bar or somewhere serving a full English and a roast
it's
dinner.
No different. And I feel the same way about Brits who move to Spain and don't learn the fucking language.
Yeah.
Learn the fucking language. You've moved there.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't want Little Britain, literally, in some... It, like,
who made this?
But no, I feel the same. It's not like I'm going, well, it's just brown people who don't integrate. No, Brits who go to Spain don't learn the fucking language and don't attempt to integrate.
Enough. Yeah, it's fair enough if you don't speak fluent Spanish. But if you can't go to a greengrocer's, for example, and just say...
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
Can
I have that,
carrots
that?
For three people?
Two. Yeah.
Please. Dos. You know,
senor, even I can speak some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
You know, but it's no different. And turning it into like a little British enclave in Spain with pubs and, full English and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I get it in some of the touristy places. They want the tourists, but it's no different than people coming here and going, well, this is an Islamic area. It's like, it's not. It's England, mate. It's Britain. It's the UK.
Mm.
It's no different.
Yeah,
it's no different.
We'll accommodate you,
the same people who will turn around and go, but you saying, oh, well, this is England, you can't do that, is you're racist. It's like,
yeah.
Well, no, I'm not, because if I went to Nigeria and stood there and went, I've just arrived here, but it's awfully black, isn't it? Can we change that? They'd tell you to fuck off and go back where you came from.
Yeah.
They would.
Apartheid, motherfucker.
No, we're not Dutch.
Do you South African?
No.
Nearly. But it's no different, is it? You couldn't go to China and someone did a reel about it, didn't they?
Oh, Lordy.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
But you couldn't go to China and he goes, well, I've just turned up here as an immigrant and...
Not a fan of noodles, really.
I'm not a fan... Yeah, that one. Not a fan of noodles. It's a bit Chinese as well, isn't it? Can we get some baked beans and stuff? And the Chinese would be like, fuck off.
Yeah.
I said sweet and sour chicken balls. What didn't you understand?
Yeah, we don't do that here. Round eye. Fuck off.
Australia's fucked.
Oh, God, isn't it?
Australia's completely fucked for the same reasons. And also, if you think the cost of living crisis in the UK is bad, you want to have a look at Australia. It's like $30 for a 12-pack of Coke.
Wow.
Oh, Lordy, I'll be bankrupt before you know it.
Yeah.
That's like 15 quid.
Yeah.
15, 18 quid. Wow.
Yeah, fucking mental.
It's a joke. Well, I saw an advert back along saying, emigrate to New Zealand as a lorry driver. Like, oh, okay. Looked into it a bit. Thought, that could be right. It's a big, better wages, better this, better that.
He'd fit in.
Yeah. Better wages, better whatever.
Yeah.
Quality of life, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And I looked into it, I went, $32 an hour. That sounds like about the same as I'm on now.
Yeah.
Mm.
But halfway around the world, somewhere I'm not familiar with.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Australia doesn't exist anyway, so pointless discussing it.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's a conspiracy theory I've never understood. And I'm keen on conspiracy theories, as we well know.
Wasn't it something to do with in the Bible when they were telling the story of Noah? There was no kangaroos or anything Australian on...
Kangaroos are weird.
They are weird. A lot of Australian stuff is weird.
Honestly, I saw a clip on this, and I'm trying not to like quote.
It's like a deer that's
like that.
Been run over, and its legs are wrong, but it works.
No, I'll tell you what it's like, and I'm trying so hard not to quote this clip. If you've seen the clip, then you'll know it's very funny, and I'm trying not to quote it. But what he was saying was also true. What I remember kangaroos being are not what kangaroos are now. They're not like a fucking hench... ripped man in a kangaroo suit, aren't they?
They're with a deer's
just
face.
Just the bottom half, though.
Fucking always flexing.
But with a deer's face.
Fighting dogs.
Yeah, weird.
What's their beef with dogs? Why do they keep grabbing all the dogs? I keep seeing clips of them grabbing dogs on the internet.
You must have seen the one where he's got hold of mate's dog.
And he whacks him,
doesn't
he?
And he's like, the kangaroo's like flexing at him. And he's just like,
but honestly,
and the kangaroo goes, he's like, walk away.
In a world of deep fakes and stuff, but a sausage, right?
Get in my damn face.
I'm struggling to believe that isn't a fight on a stag do in Blackpool where someone's in fancy dress as a kangaroo.
Yeah.
And they just put this fucking you know. Yeah.
Do you know what is
Australia?
Or in the outback,
crazy
Mick Dundee.
As well, though. Do you know what? Do you know what is crazy? Is realistically, no one would ever know if Australia wasn't real. Because how do you know? You've got on a plane and you've flown to Sydney.
Yeah.
You don't know that that's where you've flown.
Exactly.
And it's no different anywhere you go, is it?
No. Yeah.
You know, it's...
No, you spent 24 hours...
Fly out over the sea, bring
you
back.
Yeah. You spent 24 hours in a tube filled of other people's farts. Doing 500 miles
and then
an hour.
And then they've landed and gone... Ah, welcome to Australia, mate.
Ah, oh, we're all upside down here.
Here's your cork hat. Careful of kangaroos. It's a man in a suit.
But I won't waste on him.
Oh, Lord.
But no, as far as what country I'd go to, I've...
Texas.
It's not a country.
Yeah, but it's bigger than France.
I'd maybe go to some of the rural parts of Germany, maybe.
I'd probably go to Germany.
And in the same breath...
I think everywhere in Europe is fucked.
Sweden, but again, the...
Only for the hot blondes.
The men.
The hot dykes.
Hello.
No, they're in Holland.
But, you know, there are parts of America that I would go.
Texas.
But, well...
I wouldn't go to Texas.
No, why not? Genuinely, why?
I probably would.
Here's a question, then. Why would you? Because I'm uninformed, but what I've heard and seen, I think ribs,
yeah,
V8 cows, motors.
Yeah, V8 motor.
Did you say cows?
Cows, yeah.
Yeah.
Cow
country.
Oh,
what,
cow
moo.
Country. Yeah. I mean, some of the ladies possibly as well, but you know.
Probably.
I mean,
it's that American diet catching up with you.
Fair enough. I wouldn't class that as a reason to go somewhere.
Well, because there's cows.
Because there's cows.
No, but...
Go to India. You'd love them.
You'd love them over there.
Yeah.
So it's guns, it's steaks.
But is it...
Well...
You're gay trying to get beat up and a hate
time. That was Alabama, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same difference, isn't it?
No. All Texas right, has oil as well.
Other than ribs, guns...
Oil.
Moo moo cows. We got them here as well,
by the way.
V8
motors.
But I thought they were watering it down and no one actually has a V8 motor
anymore. This is Trump's America. Drill, baby, drill.
Morning.
Oh, yeah. John, next weekend. Whenever it is he's going away. Whenever it is he's going away. For a spa weekend with the wife.
Very bamp weekend. So, all right, so tell me why Texas? Other than guns, barbecue ribs and...
It's a conservative state, for the most part.
So you're making it political again?
Yeah, but it matters.
It has to be, doesn't it?
It fucking matters, doesn't it?
You wouldn't emigrate, not, like, permanently, or at least for a long period of your time, just because, you know, it's like saying, I'd go to Italy. Well, all right, why would you go to Italy?
Cow.
Well, just because...
Pasta.
Just because I really like
Tagliatelle.
This one lake.
Yeah.
Right, well, what about
the
actual...
good side of Como or the shit side? Because there's two.
Yeah.
One's a motorway full of potholes that will kill your car.
And what about actually having to live there, though, for 25 years?
Where you're going to work?
Yeah.
Where you're going to live? Yeah.
But the political side of things has to come into it.
See, you wouldn't want to go to California unless you were a hardcore lefty and very, very, very wealthy. Because the taxes are unbelievable.
Yeah.
Everything is unbelievably expensive. So you've got the big population centres, Los Angeles, San Diego, fucking San Francisco, all that, where it's like massively...
What is the San?
Andreas.
No.
No? It is, I think it's to do with the San Andreas fault line. I think it's they're named after...
Saint.
Maybe. I don't actually know. I'm just guessing, to be honest. I know it's the San Andreas fault line that's threatening to drop California into the sea.
Isn't it just Spanish for the or something?
Maybe. It might be. I don't know. I'd have to look.
Go on, you've got the internet at your disposal.
Nah.
I think it is Saint.
Why'd you laugh then when you said it? Because I didn't know if you were right or wrong, and you laughed, so I laughed with you. Thinking, I don't look stupid, I'll just do what John's doing.
The truth be told is that I started thinking of Anchorman. San Diego, which in course in German means a whale's vagina. No, I don't think it is.
But the point is, you wouldn't move to California, because although for a long time it was like paradise, the weather's good, there's plenty of jobs, there's lots of money coming in, all the rest of it, it's had a big sort of downturn in terms of anybody who's got a conservative...
San is Spanish for the...
Is it actually?
No, for saint. For saint.
We're both right, okay. Then.
Yeah.
Or well, John's right, you're wrong.
The Diego.
The Diego. Diego!
Sweaty!
Family Guy?
Yeah.
Obviously, I didn't get it.
Yeah. So, you couldn't like move to California unless you were massively minted.
Right.
And able to sort of stomach living there. Same goes to New York. Which now has a communist mayor and is turning into
also
a
also, and the fact
hole.
That I'm a proper country bumpkin, I don't go anywhere
yeah,
near.
But that's it. Don't go anywhere near a city.
But this is the thing, though, is that like New York itself is fucking huge.
Yes,
and you always just think of the fucking Big Apple.
Yeah,
but actually,
New York State is enormous. Yeah, yeah.
But actually, you can go a long way away from the shitty centre.
But no, Texas is actually bigger than France.
Yeah.
And probably half the population.
Mm.
So that's the other thing, is it's noticeably quieter everywhere.
There was a flaw in your plan, though.
Go on.
And I don't think you've considered this.
Go on.
Americans are very annoying.
They are.
Michael and
I
Kevin
reckon,
side.
I reckon.
They're the only ones that aren't. And they do seem pretty sound.
I reckon I could wear that.
You can't even wear me, and I'm not.
That's
I'm fairly
true.
Tolerable these days.
Niall has got a really good point.
Don't pull that face. John, am I tolerable these days?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. I'll sort you out some.
What, handy?
Yeah, definitely.
No, I mean, it's...
Come on, dude. We got some ribs over here, man. How much? Fuck off and leave me alone.
Woo, NASCAR!
You can shoot someone immediately.
That long
and I'd be allowed to as well.
I'm going
to
have that redneck, boy.
I don't know. The thing is, it's all your perception as well. I'm sure Michael and is it Kevin from
Kevin,
Rhode
yeah.
Island or say actually it's more like this, because we don't know. We don't live
no.
in the country. I mean,
no.
Granted, they don't live in Texas, but
yeah,
you know, it's same as misconceptions about here. There's a lot of people in America going, oh yeah, I'm trying to think what. I was about to say there's something obscene, like, oh, you get arrested for social media posts, but we do. So...
That might happen over there.
Probably
know.
Does.
I don't think it's quite as prevalent.
But...
What were the figures I read back along? It was, we arrested and... We at the very least arrested 12,000 people. Poland won't hold out.
Poland.
I agree. I don't think it will hold out forever. Because it's surrounded at this point.
They're all banging at the fucking door.
They are all banging at the door. Like, why won't you let us in? It's like, I don't fucking want you in here.
The fucking Walking Dead.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's a bit like it.
I'm just asking Michael and Kevin what their opinion.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta.
I listened to that
beer in Texas,
first time
Atlanta.
In ages. I've not listened to it on a Friday for fucking ages. Right.
So put that hammer down and give him hell.
Your head.
He's bound down. If you weren't a lorry driver, would you think you still want to go to America?
Oh, fuck. I don't want to do that job in America.
No. I've seen the videos like that. Change that lever. Boom! Lever. What are they all fucking 8 gear sticks for?
I don't know. There's no need for it. This Scania has had synchronised transmissions since the fucking 80s.
Is it a bit like how there's like DJ? I mean, you can't relate to this probably, but there's DJs that were like, oh, vinyl, mate.
Oh, yeah.
I love vinyl, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Things have moved on.
The Yanks
yeah.
do love...
Do you know what I mean?
There was a talk, I don't know if it's so bad now, but Yanks used to be like, if your truck hasn't got a manual gearbox and air-powered windows...
You're a pussy.
Yeah, that.
No, look,
you're gay in a big town.
What the fuck is an air-powered window?
Literally, you know, have an electric motor in your car that works perfectly fine to raise and lower a window. Well, it has to be connected to the air system.
You got to blow the fucking thing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
fucking raining.
I got diabetes.
You fart.
I got the lung capacity for this.
You fart in it, and the window goes down. Yeah. You're smelling it.
Melts the fucking vacuum line.
You push the button, and it goes. Bonk.
And they apparently don't like air suspension either. It's all. Oh, if it's not on steel, it ain't real. It's like. Really? Do you know how comfortable air suspension is in a truck?
So what you're trying to say is, if you're not bouncing your way down the fucking,
if you haven't smashed,
the highway,
if you haven't
with
smashed
80 tons on the back,
yeah, 80
I
tons.
Stand
they run less weight than we do here.
Anyone,
pussies.
And I don't mean this isn't.
Do they?
They do. I think they're 42 ton gross in a 53 foot box.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Just numbers. I can't stand anyone.
I know who has got a 53-foot box now.
Hello. They ain't listening. The problem is, I cannot stand anyone who purposefully makes their life harder, and this isn't a dig at you, by the way, purposefully makes their life harder and then, like...
Sounds like he's gonna be a dig
at me,
though.
And then gloats about it. Mm. I'm like... This isn't like these Americans that go, nah, if it ain't on steel, it ain't real. Whatever.
Don't get me wrong. I would rather have a manual gearbox in the truck. It's just easier. It's not easier to deal with. It's easier to get yourself out of trouble with it. Because you're in charge of what gear it has.
I would imagine.
If you want to start in second gear to get off some traffic lights, it's fine. It's up to you. But the automatic gearbox goes fifth. No, no, third. Fourth. Sixth. First, crawler.
Do they drive
the traffic lights change. Good.
You know, because my issue, obviously, I have an automatic now. My issue is I don't have a clutch, which sounds odd because 99% of the time I don't want a clutch. And every time I have to drive stick, it's the most inconvenient. I'm like, I have to use my left leg now. It is a proper inconvenience. Ugh. Yeah, honestly, it's disgusting.
Left leg and left arm being
used. Yeah, I know.
Oh.
I know. I got so used to it doing nothing. I'm like, I have to keep... Oh, well,
start wanking with it to keep it sort of...
But it's,
rubbing with it.
But there are times, I will admit, where sort of just... I don't want to use the word edging, but just edging on the clutch, just a little, and then away. I don't want on or off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Do you find that in a truck?
Sometimes,
the autos, or are they a bit more manageable with that?
So there is a clutch, it's just computer controlled. Same as the gears. It's basically a manual gearbox that's computer controlled.
Right.
Sometimes the clutch control is like, oh, we're going, are we? Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that's on a decent gearbox, not DAF.
DAF aids. Okay, fine, fair enough.
But I don't
where
understand.
Where would you go?
Yeah, where would you go?
Where is or isn't conservative? Because I don't know. Texas.
Yeah.
Germany.
See?
Which part?
Near the Nürburgring.
You'd get arrested for washing your car on a Sunday.
What, like after the Gatto? Is it?
Probably.
Yeah, probably then.
Black.
Fuck me.
That would be where you'd want to go. It's not. It's probably what, 45 minutes ish, Black Forest to
about that,
to the Nürburgring.
The thing.
That would be okay.
Okay, cool. Well, that's good then. I don't normally win at these things.
Well, at the moment,
that would be okay.
I love
Germany. I'd go to Austria.
Yeah.
I mean,
with a shitload of money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, need a few containers load of that.
And some of that.
And some of that.
We're doing all right out there.
But, Germany, I love Germany. Don't get me wrong. I do love Germany. But it is a bit fucked.
Has everyone ever asked you
totally
why?
Fucked.
Have you ever had anyone ask you why? Because often...
Immigration's out of control. It's worse than it is here because there's no water keeping them out.
That's why I could just get on over and get a house and a car and a
you're white, mate. It doesn't work that way.
Doesn't work that way, my friend.
What, even in Germany?
Yeah, really.
What, they like the old...
No. Yeah. Like I say, I'm not joking when I say, if you say, I think this politician's a moron, you will be arrested and charged and potentially imprisoned. I'm not exaggerating.
That's fine, but I don't go around slating. I mean, Starmer's not doing a very good job.
No, but politicians, it goes with the territory. You can't sit there and go, I don't want anybody to criticise anything I'm doing. No, you can't as a politician. I mean, well, increasingly now you can.
Old Kim Jong does it quite well.
This is the problem.
Very much so, actually. Yeah,
I'd probably go to North Korea.
It's probably a bit less left wing than the UK at the minute.
How bad could it be?
Well,
genuinely,
there's no food.
Pretty bad, I
says
think.
Who?
Wow. Yeah. Main, okay.
Mainstream
yeah.
Media,
yeah.
Granted. I don't fucking believe a single word of any of it.
You raise a good point.
Yeah, it's fair.
How bad can it be?
Because they're all still there.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you leave, we'll kill you. How? I've gone.
Yeah.
Find me, motherfucker.
Okay. Yeah.
Watch this. Yeah.
Actually, don't. Bye.
Yeah. Look over there. Run.
Yeah, fuck it. All right. I changed my tune.
North Korea, then?
Yeah, probably. I'd have to get one of them, the one of seven approved haircuts.
Yeah.
You
probably look a little bit too much like
Brad
Kim Jong.
Not available. Damn.
Apparently, in China.
Bear in mind you started the sentence with apparently, in your words.
Apparently.
Allegedly.
Go on.
In China. If you wear a Winnie the Pooh costume, naked from the fucking waist down and all, you wear a Winnie the Pooh costume, which they used to do in Hong Kong as part of their sort of, they fancy dressing, people who wear Winnie the Pooh costumes. Somebody made the point that Xi Jinping looks a bit like Winnie the Pooh. He's like proportions similar. And now Winnie the Pooh costumes are banned.
Oh.
Which I found very, very funny.
Of all of the things,
where do you get? What do you Google to find?
I can't even remember where. I heard that on a podcast, but I can't even remember which one it was now.
The Lies podcast.
Yeah. Tall tales and other things that aren't true.
Other lies are available. Podcast coming to you next week on
that,
Spotify.
To be fair, that could be bollocks, but I just thought it sounded funny. I just thought it sounded funny. Because if you look at him, it's like he does look a little bit like Winnie the Pooh in a Chinese suit.
Right, call me... You might say I'm wrong, okay? But I don't really have an issue with that kind of ruling.
What, because it's mocking the leader?
Yeah. Fucking well, right. If I
tell where he fucking stands on it.
If I got into power... you're seriously telling me that if I got into power... And I can do what I want, okay? Forget... Within reason. You think I'm going to let people walk around calling me fucking peanut head?
Yes.
No,
you'd have
I'm
to.
Fucking
No,
not.
You'd have to. You cannot use your power to do that.
Says
you
who?
You
says who?
You carry on doing shit like that. One day somebody's going to get rid of you.
Yeah, or, but...
I mean, look at Downing Street, for example. If 10,000 people turned up and wanted in Downing Street, they are not keeping them out.
No, but...
They ain't doing it.
But at the same time...
And if it was to say Keir Starmer's got a shit haircut, which he does...
But this just goes to back up what we were saying way back at the start.
Mm.
If 10,000 people wanted to get in the White House, they ain't getting in.
I reckon they would.
No.
They might not get to the president, but I reckon they'd get in the gates. I mean, a lot of them would fucking die.
They'd get in the gates, but they'd be full of holes.
Yeah, they'd be...
They'd look like a human colander.
They come out with... Well, yeah, they end up with more holes than they went in with,
I honestly don't believe they would. I'm a bit far away from the microphone, but I honestly don't believe they would.
Okay, no, why break the habit of literal lifetime?
Yeah. I think it would take more like, at a guess, 20,000 people to actually get...
Maybe,
riddle me
but
this.
But I honestly think that if 500 people turned up at 10 Downing Street, there would be some people that got in.
Yeah.
And I honestly believe that.
Some would.
Yeah.
But I'd be in a box by then. I'd be in like a panic room watching all the cameras going, wankers.
Yeah.
Just covered, shielding my eyes from all the peanut head sort of placards they've got. Fuck
or
them.
Going, joke's on you. Don't even live here.
But yeah. So you're seriously telling me that as a world leader...
Yep.
Of
supreme
the country.
Leader.
Supreme peanut-headed weird leader.
Yes. Yeah, I'd wear it.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd be dead for calling me a peanut-headed idiot, whatever you just called me.
Are you seriously telling me that you you think that would be acceptable. You'd be a world leader, and you sit there and go, I'm so weak mentally, I can't take somebody calling me a peanut.
Don't call me out like that.
It's the same fucking thing, isn't it?
Scathing review.
I lack the mental fortitude to get past some randomer who I'm representing in this democracy.
But as you say yourself, they don't care about you.
They don't.
No, but, so I was getting murdered, I don't give a fuck. I cannot work out, and I mean this now from the bottom of my heart, I cannot work out, and I'd like to hear your view on it all, if in some weird
that
universe...
That took some effort, didn't it?
Yeah, I did really try for that one. If in some weird universe I end up in power, would I go, here's my chance, okay? You know, tax the rich, I do this, I look after this, I do look after this, and everyone gets a beamer, you get a beamer.
You can't
you get
tax the rich because they just fuck off, that's what they're doing. But yeah.
Who do you tax then? All right, then.
The companies like Amazon who get away with paying fuck all in this country.
I think Kevin Bridges had the best idea.
Was it the give everyone £1 million?
Who's right?
Because that's what I'd do.
It was more make the dole payments. 2,000 pound a week.
Yeah.
That's how you kickstart the economy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
£2,000 worth of takeaways a week. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, it is. But it's all, well, I say VAT and tax. I don't think those Turks are paying much.
No.
But I don't know if I would do it for the common man or if I'd go, finally, I'm in fucking charge now. What would you do, genuinely?
I wouldn't want the job.
Not an option, unfortunately.
Oh, this is like a William and Charles kind of fucking situation, is it? I'm going to die soon, boy. Check out my saucy fingers.
Just put yourself in
your stepmum's a horse.
Your mother was a birdie, but fucking mother had it tipped off, you know?
Yeah, mother had a done.
Yeah. Poor bird in E36 is about to blast. Anyway, so just put yourself in the shoes. Forget how, why, when, or what. Because power corrupts. Money corrupts.
Yeah, it does.
You know, I've seen people, I've worked with people that have kicked off holy fuck about the manager in a venue or a place of work or whatever, and then I've got into that same position and been just as much of a cunt and manipulated things their way.
Yeah.
I mean, this is so...
I don't know what the answer is, but...
No, but are you telling me you would genuinely not let any of that power go to your head? You'd look after the lorry drivers.
It's really hard because
it's a difficult hypothetical because it ain't going to happen, but.
You'd look after the lorry drivers, wouldn't you?
Well, I try to look after.
You can't look after everyone.
No, you can't.
No,
but...
and I think that is a really good point. That's a really good point that you can't look after everyone because realistically. You're never going to completely eradicate things like crime.
No.
It's never going to happen.
No.
No.
But if you... This is where it all gets tricky. If you were to go into power and then say, right, we need policemen on the streets. That's what we need.
Yep.
So public services, if you come in as a policeman, you're going to do stuff on the streets as well. You're going to patrol the streets all the time. You're going to get paid properly for it.
Yeah.
Also, you're going to be armed. All of you are going to be armed. And if you see anyone that is stabbed someone or...
Just shoot the cunt.
Shoot him. Yeah. Just, and there's no trial. There's no fuck all. Bang. He's dead. You do that 5,000 times in a few months, well, all of a sudden, knife crime will probably stop. Because, I don't know.
Probably not worth it.
Probably not going to carry a knife.
Judge Shred's going to come around the corner and fuck me up.
Yeah, I'm going to get shot in the face and not shot and wounded, shot and killed.
Yeah, I'm going to have an arsehole where my face used to be, Waylon
Jennings. Yeah, all of that. And you know, this is where you cannot please everyone because so many people would be over the moon that you've brought that law in.
Yeah.
That our policemen are armed. They're going to shoot anyone that causes physical harm to someone else. Kill them. Done. Yep. Done and dusted. No ifs, no buts. You know, that's that. Well, the problem is that as we've seen in this country so many times where the police have actually intervened with something, and they've ended up killing a 19-year-old boy. Parents, it was so unfair the way he didn't even have the knife anymore.
He just stabbed.
He's just stabbed three people.
Yeah, knife. The handle was hanging out of somebody's back.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, you know what? No. It's not. We shouldn't have to pay £55,000 a year from taxpayers' money to keep that cunt in prison. Kill him. Done. But, like I say, that is not going to please everyone.
No.
It's going to please a lot of people, but it ain't going to please everyone.
Nope. You can't win.
And in the same way, as you've just said, we'll tax the rich. Well,
you can't really tax them anymore. They're already contributing more than everybody else in percentage terms. Well, it is that I think people are misconstruing tax the rich with tax Amazon, tax the big corps that then base themselves in Luxembourg so they pay no tax. It's like, no, if you want to trade here, you need to be based here, or you need to have some base here where you're...
Yeah.
Why not? They're making fucking lots of money, and then, okay, the people they employ pay tax, and things like that. I mean, I was watching RE Performance. He's got a YouTube channel. He's based in Swindon. Does supercar stuff. And he's saying his business rates have gone up £40,000 a year in the latest recalculation. Amazon distribution center down the road, big fuck off place, zero rates.
Yeah.
They pay no rates on their property because, it's a big employer. It's like, it's mostly robots, but okay.
Yeah, famously, I actually shout about it.
Yeah. But they pay zero rates, and he's paying £40,000 on top of the £30,000 he's already paying a year.
Mm.
You know?
See,
that's where the system is wrong, in my view.
I agree. What I think, right, if I was getting the power, fuck all of this, I'll kill you if you call me a peanut-headed
wanker.
Just you.
Just me.
I'll have you killed and stuffed and just carried around towns as a bit of a fear thing, but that's about it, right?
Stuffed with what? More name.
Fucking Vlad over there.
Yeah, Vlad the peanut-shaped impaler.
I'd get him to stitch your arms where your legs are and your legs where your arms are, or whichever way around the correct way is.
Asshole where your face is, Waylon Jennings.
And I would just go... Right, I'm a fucking logical person here, okay? I'll get rid of all these people that are just generational wealth that have just been born into this nonsense. I'll get a load of normal people in, and I'd say, anything you see that's backwards, let me know, and we'll fix it.
That's like, Clumpton enough come off the map, then.
Somerset gets bombed immediately, economy shoots up. Brilliant. And I don't mean shoots up Somerset style.
Shoots up the roof. Sidwell Street style.
Yeah, or Exmouth style, or Union Street anywhere style.
Oh, lordy. Anyway, this has been far too long. Yeah. But good, though. I've enjoyed it. It's been educational.
And complete bullshit at the same time.
Yeah, well, on that note...
Turns out Niall is a dictator. Who'd have thunk it?
Power corrupts, Bulge, and I don't think you're as...
Richard Potato. That's what he is.
I don't think that you're as green as you're making out to be. I think power would corrupt you all to fuck.
I'm not saying it wouldn't.
You said it would. Didn't. Would. What?
What?
I don't know. Anyway. Too many double negatives.
Yeah.
Also, just very, very quickly, and I do mean very quickly, have you seen that Jim Carrey's dead and has been replaced?
Yes.
Apparently so, yeah.
Yeah, have you seen anything about it?
I saw, apparently, somebody was wearing a mask of Jim Carrey's face.
Yeah, that, I think, kind of lies. Yeah, I don't know.
This
is what fucks me off the internet now.
It's so easy to fake shit.
Mate, 2 years ago, you could tell the difference between real and not real.
Yeah.
It was as simple as that. 10 years ago, it was laughable what they thought they could get away with.
Mm.
Like... There was a period where, like, is it or isn't it?
And you go, it's like the video of a nuclear blast where the trees all fall over and the house gets swept away, but the camera remains completely still. Yeah, people go, oh, that's terrible.
And the car changes between scenes.
Yeah, you're like, but the camera didn't even wobble, so...
So, yeah. And nowadays, it's just ridiculous. Because, so, this whole Jim Carrey thing...
Bone of sausage.
He's been very vocal on...
Illuminati. Hollywood pedos.
Hollywood
and the rest
pedos.
Of it,
Very sort of government talk.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was he said. Something about a great nation doesn't separate its children from its parents or whatever else.
Yeah.
And all this sort of stuff. Went on One of the 18...
The late show.
One of the 18,000 fucking talk shows.
The late, late, late show. Yeah.
Why don't they have an early show?
Yeah.
How late is it over there?
Late, late, late.
It's so late, it's early.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah? Me. And he went on there and doing the whole fucking Illuminati thing. And all, don't tell me you don't know what that means. Yeah. And the internet is quoting like there's no tomorrow. I've retired. If I come back, it's not me. I cannot find footage of him saying
that. No, it was, I'll never get plastic surgery. So, if you see someone, it's not me.
He said, have you ever seen me again without a beard or something? It's not me or whatever. He said all these different things. You come back without a beard, with a ledge of plastic surgery, with a much softer voice.
Yeah.
And
persona in general.
Apparently he's left-handed. Again, I don't know what to believe in fucking internet these days.
Who knows?
But apparently he's left-handed, and he was signing all these autographs with his right hand. Very, very much not looking like Jim, or acting like Jim Carrey. Because, in the same breath, do you see Kelly Osbourne at the Brits?
No.
Right.
Is that when the Scottish fella said the Nigel word?
No. Oh, I wanted to talk about that. I was going to make a joke about you being at the BAFTAs.
With a Scottish accent. Yeah, great. Yeah. And Tourette's. Poor fucker.
I felt so bad for him.
It's who was it?
Johnny Davidson. Your dog's got tats. Oil on the Road. You ever see that documentary?
Yeah.
Him, who's an amazing advocate for... Is it advocate?
Tourette's.
For Tourette's. There's even done a film about his life called I Swear, which apparently is very moving and about to come on Netflix, if you got that.
Giddy.
Morning. And he was at this... Was it the BAFTAs?
It was, yeah.
I think it was, yeah.
Do you know what pisses me off the most about all of this? And I don't know if you're aware of this. The feed is delayed.
Yeah.
BBC could have cut it
the
out.
The BBC did cut speeches about, pizzas and that. Yeah. Children and stuff. Ugh. Gillian Maxwell House coffee adverts. Yeah. Ugh. He drops an N-bomb. Nah, we'll leave that in.
We'll leave that in, yeah. It's a white guy dropping the N-bomb. We could leave that in.
It would cause some controversy.
No.
Jamie Foxx is up in arms on Instagram.
It's like,
he meant that shit.
What don't you understand about involuntary?
The problem is, their argument is...
He must have been thinking it.
When I say they, I don't mean blind people, but...
You do.
I do,
because they're the only ones kicking off
their
about it.
Their argument is... He's obviously thinking it to say it, okay?
Well, he's saying what he's, it's like catchphrase, saying what he sees.
Mr. Chips was there in the background somewhere, I don't know. Riding
Mr.
a bike.
Nips.
Somebody else's bike.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And Roy Walker's back from the dead.
Is he dead?
Other people's shit.
It's so good, isn't it? Have you seen that?
No.
Shane, what's he called? Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis,
he says, he's on a podcast, he says, there's... couple of black guys there hosting it, and he says, have you got like live, laugh, love, cursive in your apartment? He says, nah man, my apartment's black as shit. He says, what's
full of other people's
he
stuff
says, what's in
yes
your, what's
I've
in
seen
your apartment that.
That
makes it black as shit then? He's like, well, he goes, other people's stuff.
I've seen that. It's funny as fuck.
Anyway, what the friggin' hell are we talking about?
Tourette's.
Yeah, I saw someone with Tourette's once. And my biggest fear was, for him, not for me, he's just going to go, fat wanker, do you know what I mean? Because,
I mean,
I'm a fat wanker.
Like catchphrase, saying what you see.
Yeah, his face is on fire, do you know what I mean? I thought these sort
of things shaped head. He's going to murder
boy,
me one day.
Boy. Tiny dick, how does he know that?
Smells big, looks small.
Smells small, do you know what I mean? And I'm just like, and I thought, I don't want that for him. Do you know what I mean? Receding hairline, do you know what I mean? Any of these sort of different...
Bold cunt.
Lorry driver. Technically not an insult. Yeah. But because I thought he's going to see me and go, oh, don't say that. But then, so they're saying, oh, you know, it was obviously in the subconscious, that's why I said it. But he could have been thinking, oh, I hope he doesn't
say that.
I can't say that.
I'm saying it.
Yeah. Lordy. Felt bad for him, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, Will Smith's dead. Jim Carrey's dead.
Yeah.
Probably.
The drummer from Def Leppard's only got one arm.
Now, that is a fact.
That is a fact.
Apparently, mainstream media told me, so I've not seen his missing arm.
Yeah. Pour some sugar on me.
Who? Morning. Right. Bulge. Stop eating water. We were about to go on a break. You're going to piss all the way through the fucking main episode.
I know.
I haven't drank so much, but made so little come out of the bottle. Even fucking glugging away like a camel.
He's actually wetting his lips with it. That's what he's doing.
Which ones?
You're glugging it like a camel, and there's about 30 millilitres come out of it.
Come on, wrap it up, you cunt.
He's never wrapped it up in his life.
Oh, lordy. And, man, I'm a cunt. Bowl to bite.
Bye.
John to bite.
Bye.
Nice to bite. Bye.